with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes. It's gonna
be happy holidays. Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in. We've got Brian Lesperins from Fen Valley Winery in the studio with us. Always a holiday treat because Brian never shows up empty-handed.
He brought us a present.
Yeah, or three, as I see. But Brian is in the Fen Valley Winery are celebrating their 50th year, just bringing it to a close. 2023 was the 50th year. Did you have any special releases for 2023?
We did a lot of stuff. It was a crazy year. We did special events. We did spins on some of our existing events. We did four special wines. We actually did a special label on a couple other wines. It was a big year.
You did a reserve on.
Well, that was good.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, I got some of that. Whoa! I'm sorry, guys.
Let's talk about this Cab Sauv you've got here. That's your 50 years in business. What's different about the Cab Sauv 2020 that, other than having a really beautiful label?
Well, it was a good year, 2020, for wine grapes. It was a bad year for humanity, but a good year for wine grapes. So hot, dry summer, extended fall, where the cabs really benefit because they're about the last things we bring in. So if you have a nice long summer, those are gonna see the big benefit from it. So that was part of it. Also, we've historically not had enough to really do a big enough run to have it out long enough to even talk about. We had a pretty good crop too.
So you said you planted a lot more of the reds. What type of vines would you target for reds in Southwest Michigan?
So we've got some Cabernet Sauvignon in the ground now, which we pulled the first grapes off in 2022. So stay tuned for that, probably in 2024, 2025. And then we also planting in the spring some Pinot Noir, which we haven't had on our farm since 2010. And there too, looking at just the right site and the right clones that we think will be happy in our climate. So we're pretty optimistic. That's one that the market really likes.
I was going to say Pinot Noirs are very, I really enjoy them. They're not as thick as my term.
Generally
speaking, especially in
a cooler climate, you're going to get a lighter wine, but they're hard to grape to grow, hard wine to make, which is a challenge that I think, I know our winemaking team's pretty fired up to take that on now.
Yep. I took an interest in it after watching the movie Sideways.
Sure.
Because that made it very popular.
It did. I was just out to that region a few months ago.
Really?
And it's interesting to hear it from their side, too. But, I mean, there's no question they make some world-class Pinots out there. There's no question. But they make a lot of other stuff, too.
So yeah,
it's
right.
It's sort of
that's a big state.
Yeah. And that region alone is pretty interesting. To be sure.
So a couple questions, Brian. You've got a wine club. Tell us a little bit about it, because that'd be a great gift for somebody to give somebody that's either close or even out of state, because you'll ship that stuff. I know you will. So
yeah, I mean, that was one of the things I was thinking about coming in today is it seems like everybody, and I think it's great, is buying experiences as much as stuff, you know, and wine's kind of both. You know, you buy the wine and then you have an experience with it later. But within that, just pure experience thing, you know, our club is an experience, because it's basically three times a year we allocate wine just for the club. Sometimes it's special stuff that nobody else gets their hands on. Sometimes it's something that we saved. Maybe we released it to the public, put some away.
So if you're not close to Fenville and you want to join the club, you can do it off your website?
Yeah, and then we just ship it to you. Otherwise, if you're in the area, you can come and pick it up. And then we also do we do special events for our club people, back to kind of the experience thing. We allow you to sign up early for some of the popular stuff. So it's a really cool program. The club's kind of like an extension of our volunteers and our staff. You know,
there
a lot of those folks have been good supporters for a long time, and you get to know them, you get to know what they like. And it's always a blast to have the club events when we get all the club members together at the same time. So yeah, that's a great gift idea. So is some of the other stuff, like booking private, you know, tastings and all that. If you want to, you know, create some quality time with your family, you know, buying that versus some more stuff.
See,
that you're just going to shove in
the closet. The most enjoyable things that I've done, and I've done it two or three times at the winery, is you'll have a release party and you'll do food pairings with the wine, and those are on the website as well because they're planned ahead. What a fantastic way to go down and not learn about the wine, but learn how to pair food and wine together. I'm telling you, as a grilling guy and as a guy who I consider myself a foodie, if you can nail that skill, it's amazing what you can do when people come over. If you understand how to pair food and wine, and what that event is all about, in my mind, is teaching us how to do that, because you're saying here's four or five wines and here's four or five different things that go really well with it.
Yeah, and breaking some of the molds too. You know, there's a lot of kind of the stereotypical pairings, and really it's more about flavors and textures. And so you can really, we always try in those events to maybe do one or two things that you wouldn't see coming, just to get kind of open your eyes to the way that wine could pair in with something.
So what's the smallest, if you're a wine club member, what's the smallest membership somebody can buy?
It's three bottles, three times a year. So you're talking less than a case of wine in the end of the day.
Nice.
Price varies, but we try to keep
each
one.
Well, sure, based on the wine,
around $50. So it's not a huge financial commitment.
That's awesome.
You get discounts, you get all kinds of stuff. The club is a great program. I'm super glad we did it. We're pretty new to that whole thing. We've only had it for a few years, but it's grown a lot.
Well, I thought it was kind of funny when my daughter told me she signed up for it and joined, because I brought her and her husband out there a couple of years ago. I don't know if we saw you or not, but they love wine. You know, they met in California and they love the whole wine thing. And
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Conrad, how much time do we have left in this segment? 3-4 minutes? Okay.
I think he just gave you the finger.
No. Drink your wine, Bob. I want to try this cab, and we're about done, so I can't walk away there. That's enough, brother. Thank you. But I said try it, not drink the bottle, but we're good. No, thank you. But
wow.
But anyway, Brian, tell us a little bit about this. This must be something special. You've got your 50-year anniversary special label on this thing. So tell us why it's so special.
Well, we think that it kind of represents the future of the Michigan wine industry. That was kind of why we chose it as part of our 50th anniversary wines. They all kind of have a different representation behind them. Again, just looking at growing these Bordeaux reds in this climate, we're kind of blowing people's minds a little bit with what we've been able to do based on better technique in the vineyard, picking the right place, the right fruit.
And it's used to what? More heat or hotter, drier summers? Or what is the struggle for your part of Michigan that type of wine?
Yeah, well, we're not as warm as you'd be, say, in Napa Valley. We just don't get the heat accumulation that you see there. Plus, we get a lot more rain. You know, it's a wet climate here. And when we don't get rain, we get humidity. And that's, you know, we need the lake. It's critical, but it does bring a lot of humidity. So those things really challenge us. They make us have to stay on top of the vines and make sure that we're managing the crop load correctly.
So you're saying the drier air is actually better for the plant?
Wine grapes don't really need any water. You know, they're drinking from well below the surface of the, because that's where they evolved. You know, they started in Southern Europe and the Middle East, where you're talking really bad soil and a lot of kind of droughty conditions. And so you bring them here and they're like, whoa, this is a lot of rain here. So they get pretty aggressive.
Is that part of, I mean, do you actually like sort of engineer the plants that way with your grafting and things like that?
Yeah, you can put you can put a rootstock on that is designed to bring less water up. So it's kind of like turning the spigot off at the source, which helps a lot. Also we're really sandy down in Fenville, and that's critical. You know, you want those soils that don't hold a lot of moisture.
Do you grow any grapes for Concord, like for grape juice?
We do not do that. Our neighbors do, though. So I know they grow well in our climate. There's a ton of that stuff in the area for sure.
That's awesome.
Although you see more and more growers going to the wine route just because it's more challenging. I think the money is a little bit better, too, at this point.
Well, and I don't know how many people
A bottle of wine or grape jelly? Yeah, I'm opting for wine, well, even if it's $20 a bottle.
The other thing that they like is there's a connection to what they grew and what they can taste. You know, you sell grape juice, it goes into a big million-gallon batch, and you don't really get to try your stuff.
Wow, that's wonderful. That 50-year Cab Sauv?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Wow.
Brian, anything else you want to tell us about the vineyard? We're going to wrap it up here.
Nope, just hit this website. We got a bunch of stuff coming up in 2024. We won't be celebrating our 50 years. Now we're on to the next 50, so we hope we can come along.
Well, hey, in this time of the holidays, we would be remiss if we didn't tell you thank you so much for your continued support of the Grilling Guys. We've had a partnership here for years and years, and we want another 50 out of this as well, because it's a great. No, this is you're so intelligent about this, and you really break it down, and I think our listeners enjoy it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know they do.
Yeah. Yep, they do. And get down to Fen Valley. It's in Fenville, Michigan. Get to the winery and get yourself some holiday gifts for your family and friends. You will not regret it. They will love them.
This is the one gift you can buy that they won't return.
Right, yeah.
They don't need more gloves.
All right. Happy holidays from the Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in.
Yes.
And we'll be back next week.
Merry Christmas.